Okay, good morning, everybody. We are on Testament Aleph. We're discussing the latest time one could say Kriya Shema. And yesterday we said that the opinion of the Chachamim was that of Chatzos. And Rabbi Gamliel disagrees and he says you could say it all night. And the reason for the opinion of the Chachamim is Kedei L'Harchik Adam Min Aver. More on that topic. The Mishnah stated that what Rabbi Gamliel says to his children, "V'lo bilvad amru ella," not only did you say this opinion here, ella, there were other places where this opinion was stated. Okay, diktani that Rabbi Gamliel kiyachamar achatzos diktani v'lo yizu bilvad amru. What does that mean? Hachi kamrulu Rabbi Gamliel lebanah. This is what Rabbi Gamliel says to his children. Afilu rabbanon dekamri. Even the rabbanon who say that the end of Kriya Shema is ad chatzos. Mitzvah, so really the Iker Mitzvah, the primary part of the Mitzvah, is Ad Ya'ale Amar HaShachar, until dawn, V'hayd Dekamri Ad Chatzos, and why do you say Chatzos? Kedei L'Harchik Kodem and Aver. But what it's telling you is that in principle, the Chachamim agree to the Shita of Rabbi Gamliel, and universally they say that in other cases, this is merely a Siyag, a fence around the time that you're supposed to say it. Hector Chalavim, V'Evarim, the Mitzvah there, when it comes to putting up the chalev and the limbs on the Mizbeach, you have up until Amud HaShachar. Says the Gemara, there's something missing, we could have said, V'ilu achilas psachim loktani. When it comes to the Korban Pesach, how long do you have? So really, maybe you could have suggested that you have all night, and the reason why the Chachamim say you can only do it until Chatzos is to prevent you from doing an Aveira. Why wasn't it mentioned in the statement of the Mishnah, or Minu, we have a contradiction. Kriya Shema Arvis v'Halel b'Leilei Pesachim. When it comes to Kriya Shema of Mariv and Halel, that is said on the night of Pesach, v'Achilas Pesach, and the mitzvah of eating the Korban Pesach, mitzvahs and Ad Ya'aleh Amud HaShachar, the mitzvah is up until dawn. Okay, so what do we see from here that really we should have included in the list? Achilas Korban Pesach, that you have up and all night, but the Chachamim as a siyag say until Chatzos. Says the Gemara, not a kasha. Why? We have two different opinions. Rav Yosef loy kasha, Rav Elazar ben Azariah, Harav Akiva. We have a machlokas between Rav Elazar ben Azariah, who says that midaraisa, the time of eating the Achilas Korban Pesach, is until Chatzos. But, and therefore, that's why it's not mentioned in the Mishnah. While Rabbi Akiva says, the araisa you have all night, midarabanan, you're only allowed to eat it up until Chatzos. So whose opinion is the Mishnah? That's the opinion of Elizabeth Azariah, and that's why the Mishnah didn't state Korban Pesach. Because Korban Pesach, according to Elizabeth Azariah, midaraisa you only have until Chatzos. And therefore, it's not like Shema, where midaraisa you have all night, but the Rabbanan said you only have until Chatzos. The Gemara now going to bring this braisa. It says in Pasuk, V'achlu es habasar b'layla hazeh, you eat the meat of the Korban Pesach this night. B'layla hazeh. Rabbanan, when it's ayomer nemar kan, b'layla hazeh, says by the eating of the Korban Pesach, quotes, b'layla hazeh, end quotes. V'nemar lahalan, it says later on, by makos b'choros, v'avarti b'eretz Mitzrayim, b'layla hazeh, end quotes, b'layla hazeh, you're going to pass out of Mitzrayim on that evening, so we have Xerus Shava. Malahol, just like over there by Makas Bechorus, you have what? Ad Chatzos, up until Chatzos. Avkan, so to hear, by the eating of the Korban Pesach, Midar Raisa, you have Ad Chatzos. Amalei Rabbi Akiva says back to Belezim and Azariah, no. Valakvar Nemar, it already says in Pasuk, here's the whole Pasuk, Vechaltim also, Bechipazon Pesachu Lashem. You will eat it in great haste. The word chipazo means in haste. Pesach hu Hashem. So what do we see from this pasuk? Ad sha'as achipazo. That you could eat the Korban Pesach until the time of haste. Okay? And what was the time of haste? When they left in a great hullabaloo, which was in the morning. So according to Rabbi Akiva, you have until the morning to eat the Korban Pesach because of the word chipazo. According to Elazar ben Azariah, you only have until Chatzos because of Gezeres Shava. Says the Gemara, if it's true, if we don't use the Gzera Shava, Imkain Talmud Lomar Balaila, if so, when the Torah says Laila by Achilas Korban Pesach and you don't use the Gzera Shava, why do you say it? Says the Gemara, Yochel Yenechel Kodshim Beyom, you would say that since it would be like kachim that you eat by day normally, when it comes to shechting, you could eat by day and the night afterwards. You would say by Korban Pesach, you could eat the night and the day afterwards. Normally by kachim, eat day and night. Since the time of the Korban Pesach begins when? In the night time, you would say you have the night and the following day. Therefore, Rabbi Akiva says, Talmud Lomar, Balayla, you only have the evening. Balayla hunachol velo bayom, you could eat it at night and not by day. So it comes out, according to Rabbi Akiva, the following. Number one, you have all night. How do we know that? Because you have until the chippazon. Why does it say at night? Because you would have said, what? You would have said the Korban Pesach time to eat is night and the following day. Therefore, it says night and not the day. Says the Gemara now. Bish, the Malerbalism of Nazariah. This whole thing makes sense according to Malerbalism of Nazariah, who says you have until Chatzos to eat the Korban Pesach based on the Korban, based on the Gzereshava, the East Lake Gzereshava. He has the Gzereshava to tell us you could eat the Korban Pesach until midnight. It's Struch Lemichtav Lehazeh. You need to write the words Laila Hazeh, which I told you to put in quotes before. Why do you have the words Hazeh? To teach me the Gzereshava from Pesach to Makos Bechoros. El Rabbi Akiva, Hai Hazet, my Avile Rabbi Akiva, who does not have the Gzera Shava, what does he do with the words Hazet? Says the Gemara, Lema'ute Laila Achar Huda Asa. To come to exclude that the Korban Pesach can only be eaten at night on the 15th. You would have thought the following. I would have thought Holu Pesach Kachim Kalim Ushlamim Kachim Kalim. I would have said that Pesach, the type of korban it is what's called a Kachim Kalim. There's Kachim Chamur, there's Kachim Kalim. Okay, so since it's Kachim Kalim, which is a type of hektish, which is similar to Shlamim, which is also Kachim Kalim. Ma Shlamim de Echalim Shnei Yamim V'Layla Echad. Shlamim could be eaten over the course of 2 days and one evening, and then only then does it become Lina. It becomes noser, which means that it's past its time. I would have said the same thing by Pesach. Pesach ne'achol shtei leilos b'makom shtei yom. I would have thought the Korban Pesach could be eaten over 2 nights and 1 day. Via ne'achol shtei leilos v'yom echad, I could eat over 2 nights and 1 day. Kamash, when it comes to teach me, balayla hazeh, according to Rabbi Akiva, this night you could eat the Korban Pesach. On the first night of Pesach, on Tezvav. You cannot eat it on the night of Tezayin. So that's what we have new. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Where does Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah know you can only eat it on one night? Okay, so say the Gzeres Shava. What would the Gzeres Shava tell me? You could eat it now on the night of the Tezvav, the day of Tezvav, and the night of Tezayin up until Chatzos. How does he now, if he uses Hazeh to teach me the Gzeres Shava only up till Chatzos, maybe it's Chatzos of the 16th and not of the 15th. Answers the Gemara, he's got another pasuk. It says, Milo Sasiru ad Boker Nafka. You're not allowed to leave the Korban Pesach until the morning. So therefore we see, and then it becomes Noser. You have to eat it right away. So therefore we see that it's only on the night of Tezvav and not on the night of Tezayin. So now, if he's using that pasuk of Lo Sasir Mimenu Ad Boker to tell me that you can't eat it on the morning of Tezvav, Rabbi Akiva already knows that. What does he do with the pasuk of Lo Sasir Mimenu Ad Boker? This is what's called the game of rabbinic ping pong. You have a whole Torah. What do you do with this pasuk? He used it for that, but he already knows that. So what does he use it for? So what does Rabbi Akiva use it for? If it says Lo Sasir Mimenu Ad Boker, have a meet of my boker. I would have thought, what does boker mean? Boker Shani. I would have thought that meant not the morning of the 16th that you can't leave it over to, but rather the morning of the 17th.
No, not boker 15th. Not boker
15th. I'm sorry, you're right. Boker not on the 15th, but on the boker of the 16th. Tezayin, says the Gemara, you can't leave it over even till the morning of the 15th. Verbalezer, what does Verbalezer do? Armalei, call boker, boker rishonu. No, whenever it says boker, it automatically means the first boker, the first morning after. Okay, so now we have a machlokas. Take a deep breath. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva. When is one allowed to eat the Korban Pesach? Is it the entire night of the 15th, according to Rabbi Akiva, or only until Chatzos, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? And now the Gemara says, Vahani Tanai, these Tanoim, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva, Kahani Tanai, are similar. They're parallel to the following Tanoim. This sign you learned in a Braisa, vis-a-vis the Korban Pesach. Sham Tizbach Esa Pesach Be'erev. There you're going to shecht the Korban Pesach in the evening. You ready? Be'erev is time number one. Kivo HaShemesh, when the sun comes up. And that's two. And three, Moed Tzeizcha Me Mitzrayim. On the Moed, when you left Mitzrayim. So we have three time frames. Erev, Vo HaShemesh, and Moed Tzeizcha Me Eretz Mitzrayim. Let me explain. Rabbi Elazar, Omer Be'erev, Rabbi Elazar says, Erev, that's until Chatzos, Ata Zovech. You have the right until Shechtit, until Chatzos, half the day. After Chatzos. There's a halacha that you cannot Shechtit Korban Pesach until after 12:01. Okay, ukevo hashemesh, when the sun sets, ata ochel. That's when you're allowed to eat it. And time frame number three, umoed seizcha Mitzrayim, the time you left Mitzrayim, ata soref. That's when you burn the Korban Pesach if it's left over, which is the morning. So we have three times according to this Tana. Number one is shechting after 12:01 in the afternoon, eating after 6:01 in the evening, and burning is after 6:01 the following morning. Rabbi Yeshua argues in Omer, Be'erev atazovech, same thing. In the evening, you shecht it. Good, same thing. Kivo HaShemesh ata'ochel, same thing. At 12:01, you shecht. 6:01, you eat. But what's the last thing? Va'ad ma'asai ata'ochel v'holik. Up until when can you eat it? When is that? Ad moed seischa mi'mitzrayim. That's the time until the time you leave Mitzrayim, which is 6:01 in the morning. The first opinion was you have to burn it. Not until when could you eat it. Until when you burn it, which is 6:01. There's a piece missing when you eat it, which is when? 12:01 the following night, the previous night, excuse me. Where this opinion is you have up until 6 o'clock in the morning to eat it, and then you have to burn it when the time of eating finishes. Yeah, what was your question?
So why does it say the Erev Zobeach? Because I learned that. Wouldn't they have this whole thing where they'd be pouring the blood, like, that was Erev Pesach.
That's 12:01, Erev Pesach.
Right, but so why does it say the evening?
The evening Ben Arbaye. Okay? Now, the Gemara is going to tell us another Brayso. So there's a machlokas, you know, Lezer ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva. If the Korban Pesach be eaten up until Chatzos or until Alos HaShachar, Rabbi Akiva, of course, is the opinion who says, B'chipazon is happening, when B'chipazon? B'chipazon is the midnight. Let's see. Rabbi Abba, Hakol, everybody agrees, Modim, Kishniglu, Yisrael, Mitzrayim, Lo Nigalu, Ela Be'erev. That when were they redeemed from Mitzrayim? That happened in the evening. That's when they gave them permission to leave Mitzrayim. Shenemar, because it says in Dvarim Tezayim, Pazak Aleph, Hotziacha, Hashem Elokecha, Mitzrayim, Laila. Underwords the Laila. They gave permission for them to leave in the evening. Ukashiyatsu, but when they left, Lo Yatsu, Ela Be'yom, they only left by day. Shenemar, because it says in Bamidbar, Lamed Gimel, Mimachres HaPesach, the day after Pesach, Yotzu Bnei Yisrael left, Biyad Ramah, with a great hand. The pasuk continues, Le'enei Kol Mitzrayim, by the eyes of all the Egyptians. So that's by day. So what's the machlokas? Alma Nechlaku, what do they argue about? Says the Gemara, Al Chas Chipazon, when was Chipazon? Okay? Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah sover my chipazon. What is chipazon? That is not the chipazon of Klal Yisrael. That's the chipazon Dimitrim. That's the time that Dimitrim were getting in great haste to send Klal Yisrael out. Which was when? Midnight. They were shooting them out. Why were they shooting them out at midnight? Because they were all dying from the Makos Bechoros. Rabbi Kiva sover my chipazon. What is the time of great haste? Not the haste of Dimitrim, but the haste of Klal Yisrael. The chipazon de Yisrael. And therefore, we were great haste, which was the morning. And that comes out as to when is the time that you could eat Korban Pesach to. You could only eat Korban Pesach till the time of Chipazon. According to Lezim Nazariah, that's midnight. According to Chachamim, that's going to be the morning. Tanya, Nam Yehachi, we learned to the Brayis as well. Hosiach Hashem Elokech Mitzrayim Laila. They were taken out of Mitzrayim in the evening. You could ask V'chiba Laila Yatsu. Did they really leave in the evening? Velo Yatsu Ela B'yom. They only left by day. Shenemar State and Pasuk. Mimachras HaPesach. The day after Pesach Yatsu B'nei Yisrael B'yad Ramah. They left Mitzrayim with a strong hand. So how could you say they left at night when they left by day? Says the Gemara, Ela Malame Shetchila Lahem Geula Mibe'erif. They began the process of redemption in the evening. That's when the Mitzrayim said, get out of here. Why did they say get out of here? Very simple. They did not want to die. The Gemara is now going to bring additional psukim that are dealing with Yetzias Mitzrayim. Remember these psukim when it comes time for the Seder, for Pesach. This is good to know. It says in Pasuk, Shmos Yidal Pasuk Beis, Daber Na Ba'aznei Ha'am. Speak now. Hashem was telling Moshe to speak into the ears of the nation. V'yish'alu ish me'esre'eyu. And have all the people ask of their friends, V'isha me'esre'usa. And from the other women, Kli Kesef u'Kli Zav. That they should take silver, the silver and golden vessels from the Mithraim. Amru de Rav Yana says, Yanai, a na el aloshim bakasha. This na was a request. Speak, please, do me a favor. Speak to the nation, speak to the Jews. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe. So what was this conversation? Hashem says to Moshe, Bivakasha mimcha, please, lech ve'amur lehem l'Yisrael, go and tell the Jews. Bivakasha mimchem, sha'alum mitzrayim kli kesev u'kli zav, go and take and ask from the Egyptians for the gold and the silver vessels. They should take. Why? Shelo Yomar, turning over to Testament base. Oh, so tzaddik. So this tzaddik, namely Avram Avinu, shouldn't say v'avadum v'inu osam kiyam behem, that they will be enslaved and they will be tortured. That was fulfilled. But also in the Brit Ben Abisarim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises Avram Avinu, v'achrechein yotzu b'rechush gadol, and after your slaves you're going to leave with tremendous booty. Right? But that lo kiyam behem. So therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a request of Moshe, please go get the gold and silver vessels so I shouldn't be deemed a liar to Avram Avinu. Amrulo, so Bnei Yisrael says to Moshe, Ulevai shenetze be'atzmenu. We're not really concerned about the vessels. We just want to get out of here. It's like a guy when he leaves jail. He's not worried about how much money. He just wants to get out. Mashal adam shayis l'chavash be'isai surim, similar to a mashal to somebody who's in jail forever. V'yomim lo b'nei adam, people said to him, Motzinos chalamachar be'isai surim. And they say to him, tomorrow you're going to get out of jail. Nosin l'chamam and harbe, I'm going to give you a lot of money. So what is the guy going to say who's in jail? What's the convict going to say? V'am lehem, v'vakasham ichem, hotzich hayom, v'eni v'vakish klum. I just want to get out today, not tomorrow, and I don't need anything. So that's what Klal Yisrael said to Moshe. We don't need the gold and silver. We just want to get out of here as fast as we can. Okay. Now, the psukim continue, where Hashem says, Hashem nasin eschein ha'am be'enei Mitzrayim, vayish alum. So what does it mean, vayish alum? Vayish alum, amr v'asi melamed shehish ilum bal korcham. This means that they borrowed stuff with this mem, that they did it against their will. Okay? Whose will? Some people said it was against the will of the Mitzrayim. They took all the Mitzrayim's gold and silver. People said that the Jews really didn't want to do this. It was against their will. Man, the one who says it was against the will of the Mitzrayim. That means, it means what? That it was nose bias. That Bnei Yisrael came in against the will of the Mitzrayim and they took their stuff. Man diyamar bal korcham d'Yisrael. Why did the Jews want to take out all of these rechush?
They just wanted to get out.
Mishum masoi, because it was going to be weighing a lot, right? They knew they were going to be on the run, they were going to be in the midbar. It was very hard to take all the stuff, you right? You ever see these criminals, they leave? They got these sacks over their backs. They didn't travel out of Mitzrayim with Honda Odysseys. You know, so a lot of stuff they had to carry. It wasn't like in the trunk. The Gemara continues. Vayinatzlu es Mitzrayim. What does that mean? Amrav Ami, melamed sha'asu kimitsuda she'en badagan. When it was like they hunted the birds without wheat, right? There was a trap for the Mitzrayim. They were left. These birds, they were left without anything. No more dough, no more wheat. And they couldn't come. V'yesh lakashamar asu kimitsula she'en badagim. Yisrael made for the Mitzrayim like there were people in the sea that didn't, in the depths that had no fish, right? They totally made them rake, empty of all kinds of stuff. Let's try to get to the Mishnah. Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, his conversation by the burning bush, he says, Eheye asher eheye. It'll be what it'll be. What does that mean? Go and tell Yisrael, I was with you in the subjugation of Mitzrayim, and I'm going to be with them whenever you go into Gullus. When you have a Holocaust, when you have a Spanish Inquisition, when the Romans beat you, I'm going to be with you all the time. Amalafan, if Samosha says back to him, Ribono Shalom, Dayel Tsar B'Shaita, don't bring up future Tsaris. It's enough that we had this terrible calamity. Don't bring up future Tsaris. Amar Lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, Lechem Ulahem Eheyeh Shlachani Aleichem. Meaning, go and tell them, I'm with you right now in the Shibud Mitzrayim. I was with you the entire time, and you're right. Don't tell them any future Shibudim. And now the Gemara says one more thing which is important for Slichos. We says in Malachim, Eliyahu HaNavi says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Aneini Hashem Aneini. Answer me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, answer me. When all the Nevi'ei Sheker were torturing Eliyahu, there was going to be a test and there was going to be a korban. And that was going to determine who HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with. So he says, Aneni Hashem Aneni. Why does he say it twice? Amri Abahu, Lama Amar Eliyahu, Aneni Shtei Pamim. Why does he say it twice? Malamish Amar Eliyahu, Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eliyahu says in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shalom, Hashem, Aneni. First of all, number one, Aneni Shetarid Eishmin Hashemayim V'teichol Kol HaShalom Zbeach. Number one, please bring a fire that it should consume everything on my korban. Number two, V'aneni Shetasiach Daitim Kedei Shalom Yumaisek Shavmeim. Let it be your will, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the people who should see this shouldn't say that this was an act of sorcery, that the fire came and took all the stuff of the korban, but rather it's you. Shenemar Va'ata, Hasibo says, Libem Acharonis. You're the one who takes their hearts and puts it in another direction. Let it be your will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to do that. Let me give you one bracha. We're about the time of Rosh Hashanah. The whole goal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should get to the point where the people of Nevi'eh, of those people who worship the Nevi'eh Sheker, said, Hashem Elokechem, what'd they say? No, that's not what they said. That's what I was about to say. What do we say at the end of Yom Kippur? We say, Hashem Elokim. That's what they said. That's the whole vision, the whole goal, that we should be able to see that everything is from the hand of Hashem. So we should be able to see Hashem Elokim. That should be our tefillah. Aneni Hashem Aneni. We should be answered in that direction. Have a wonderful day.